And welcome back to WDOT Port Washington Sports in the Morning. I'm Zach alongside Gavin. And today we have a very special guest joining us today, Spencer Julian, who's the producer for the New York Knicks at MSG Network. Spencer just won an Emmy Award. So, Spencer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So far we've interviewed two people, both who have gone to Maryland. So for you, what made you choose Maryland, and did you always want to work in the sports producing field?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because, you know, I actually chose Maryland just because, you know, I had a buddy whose brother went there and we visited it a couple of times, and I just loved the school. I loved the idea of going to a big school. But as far as like the sports production world, I had no idea I wanted to get into this business. I did know that I wanted to study communications, but I really had no idea what that entailed. I mean, when I'm sitting, you know, I was a kid sitting at home watching games, I never really thought about the behind the scenes. You know, you watch the games, you think about the announcers, and you think about the game. You never think about the producer, the director, the camera guys. So when I enrolled at Maryland and I met with my advisor, when I told them that, you know, I wanted to major in communications, they told me that they actually just cut that program for budget reasons. So then I was like, all right, well, what about radio, TV, journalism, and film? That was the other, radio, TV, film was the other major. And they cut that too for budget reasons. So I ended up not actually learning anything about the industry while I was at the University of Maryland.
So, rebounding off that, when you were coming out of college, how did you get your first job if you didn't know anything about the field?
Yeah, so, you know, in this industry, you know, it's all about kind of who you know to get your foot in the door. And actually, so what ended up happening was I knew I wanted to get involved in sports. What that meant, you know, whether it was production, whether it was some other area, I really wasn't, it didn't matter to me. I just knew I needed to do something in sports because that's my passion. And what I ended up doing was, I was at Maryland, it was like my senior year, and I ran into an old friend that I grew up with. And that friend happened to be Marv Albert's daughter. And Marv Albert and my family were very close growing up, actually in Port Washington. And, you know, when I ran into her, I mentioned that I was backpacking after graduation, and do you think it would be okay if I gave your dad a call after I returned? And she was like, yeah, no problem. You know, reach out to me when you get home. I'll give you his number. So, you know, this obviously before cell phones. So I called and left a message on Marv's answering machine, got back to me. You know, we caught up. I had lost touch with the family because I moved out after sixth grade. So it was, you know, it was kind of a little nervous to make that leap and call Marv Albert, but, you know, it is Marv Albert. So I called Marv, you know, I ended up getting in touch with him, and he, you know, he took him a couple of weeks to look into a few things. And one of the opportunities that he came back with was an internship at MSG Network. So he put me in touch with the executive producer at MSG, a gentleman by the name of Mike McCarthy, a legend in the business. And I ended up having an interview with him. And on the interview, you know, it was about a 10, 15-minute interview. And at the end of it, he basically said to me, listen, why don't you come in, you know, observe a Knicks, I forget if it was a Knicks or a Rangers game, come to the truck, hang out, and then decide whether or not you're interested. And I told him, I'll come in on, you know, next week, but I'll take the internship. You know, I was like, I'm all in. And he said, all right, well, we need to get some paperwork. And that was the beginning. And that was kind of, you know, it was kind of a crash course on learning the field because, you know, I was out of college. You know, I didn't have any, you know, school requirements. So it was a four-month internship, and I was probably working anywhere from like 60 to 80 hours a week getting paid nothing. And at the time, you know, we had the Knicks, we had the Rangers. MSG also had Islanders, Devils, Mets, Yankees. You know, this was before SNY and yes. So I mean, it was, you know, the number one regional network with all the sports teams. So I had, it was an unbelievable opportunity where, you know, I'd come in at 9 o'clock in the morning and I'd be there through the game at 11 o'clock at night. And it was just a crash course, learning from all the different producers from the team. So that's really how I learned the industry. And it was just very early on, I knew this was exactly what I wanted to do.
So Gavin and I aren't so familiar with the producing industry. Can you sort of explain what that role is?
Sure. So, I mean, the producer, you know, even though our announcer is Walt Clyde Frazier, one of the greatest Knicks of all time, and he's a point guard, I like to say that I'm basically the point guard of the telecast. I told Clyde, I'll give him the ball, but I'm the point guard. So it's really just kind of bringing everything together. You know, I'm on a headset in the TV truck talking to the announcers. You know, I'm basically the director who sits next to me. He's the one that's, you know, taking the shots. Ready two, take two. Camera four, get me, you know, tips. Ready four, take four. He's the one that's cutting. But on a whistle, I'm the one that's kind of calling the replays. I'm looking at all the cameras going into the tape machines. I'm queuing up the replays. When we go to commercial and say we're bumping to break with, you know, say Jalen Brunson hits a big three, crowd's going crazy, you know, some big reacts, I'm telling the director, go to the Jalen Brunson three on, you know, we have different tape machines. So I could say, go to the Brunson three on the A machine. When it goes in, go to the react on dog. After the react, go to the react, the other bench react on Y. And then while I'm doing this, I'm counting Mike and Clyde to commercial. So I'll be like, commercial in 10, 9. So we go to break, we go to commercial. In that 2-minute commercial, I'm deciding what we're going to come out of. You know, maybe Brunson's had the last 4 or 5 baskets. So while we're in break, I may tell the associate director, give me a Jalen Brunson package coming out of break. I'll tell my graphics guy, give me Brunson's line. And then when we're coming back to break, I'm counting Mike back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're back. And then Mike will say, Jalen Brunson, you know, off to a hot start. We'll score the package. So I'm setting up different things within the game. But my day really begins in the morning with all the different storylines. So my job as a producer is to be kind of in tune with what's going on with the team. Is somebody returning from an injury that night? How is he feeling? You know, maybe I'll roll in a soundbite from a guy that's been out for 2 weeks and how he's feeling coming into the game. Maybe it's, I'm looking at some notes and maybe, you know, the team that's coming in, the last time the Knicks played them, the Knicks won on a big shot at the end. So I'll make sure I have that big shot at the end. You know, when we're late in the fourth quarter, if it's a close game, you know, maybe it's a flashback. Last time these two teams met, you know, we take you back. R.J. Barrett hits the game winner, whatever the role is. And my job also is discussing with the announcers. You know, every morning, you know, I start my day by reading the Knicks clips, public relations of the Knicks. The PR department sends me Knicks clips. So I'll read the Knicks clips, you know, kind of see what's going on with the team. Obviously, I cover them, so I have an idea about different storylines. So going into the night, I know what my storylines are. I'll call Mike Breen, on my way into the city. We'll discuss how we're going to open the show, what are the 2 or 3 points we're going to touch on, and then also what are the other storylines that we want to make sure we hit on throughout the broadcast. And then I get to the game, get to the office, I'm sorry, and I'll talk to my crew, my associate director, my graphics coordinator, and I discuss with them what I need from them to build in the truck, you know, all our pre-production stuff. You know, I get a list of our sponsored items for that night, whether it's the Cadillac trivia, a quote book, you know, different things, or Dunkin' Fuel Performance. So I'll discuss with my graphics coordinator, all right, what are the things we're going to do, you know, for trivia? What are we going to do? Let's do Randall's last 5 games. Let's do the Knicks defense over the last 3. So it's all the storylines, and it's basically just keeping up with the team. And, you know, you want to be able to inform the fans with what's going on with the team. So my job as a producer is to kind of bring it all together in that 2.5-hour telecast.
So, did you grow up a Knicks fan?
I did. I was a diehard Knicks fan growing up.
Wait, you know, so was this watching, was this a dream come true to work with the Knicks?
You know what? It's definitely a dream job for sure. I mean, I have the opportunity to travel with the team, be around the team, and I'm covering basketball for a living. You know, it's like, you know, right now I'm driving to the airport to get on a plane to go to Milwaukee for the in-season tournament. So it is a dream job. Did I ever think I was going to be doing something like this? No, but I will say that about a week into my internship, I'll never forget, I was at home. I was living at home that first year out of college, and I was sitting with my dad, and he was asking me about the internship and asking me, you know, what do you think you want to do with it? And I didn't miss a beat. I said, Dad, there's this guy, Howie Singer. He's the producer right now of the Knicks. I want to do what he's doing. And 5 years later, I was producing my first game. So it's been, you know, I'm blessed to do something I love. I think everybody needs to kind of follow that path of finding something you love, something you have a passion for, and follow through with it and grind it out and go for it because, you know, again, I feel very fortunate that I do something I love every day.
And when you guys go on the road, how does the travel situation work? Do you actually travel with the team?
I do. I'm on, you know, the Knicks have a private plane, and I'm on the charter with them. We sit in the back, my production team, with some of the rest of the staff, you know, some of the trainers, PR, some of the video coordinators sit in the back. The players sit in the front. And then it's the executives and the coaching staff in the middle.
And have you formed any relationships with any of the players?
The players, you know, it's funny. When I first started traveling with the team in the late 90s, you know, I'm 24 years old, out of college, you know, a couple years removed from college. And a lot of these players were my age. You know, my first year traveling, the 1998-99 season, was the year the Knicks went to the finals. And, you know, Marcus Camby is my age. And we had some mutual friends, you know, that went to UMass, Sprewell, Allen Houston. These guys are all my age. So I had a relationship with some of these guys. And then even in the early 2000s, you know, once I started getting older, you know, these players now, they're 22, 23 years old, and you know, I'm going to be 50 in it, you know, this year. So I kind of hang out more with my production team, some of the coaches, the assistant coaches I form more of a relationship with. But, you know, the players, it's more of a, you know, what's up, man, kind of relationship. You know, certain guys I'll talk to a little bit more. You know, Rick Brunson's an assistant coach with the Knicks now, and he was with the Knicks when I started, so I've known Rick for quite a while. Some of the players, you know, from back in the day, Allen Houston, John Starks, they still work within the organization. So I've known them for 25 years, so I have a relationship with them. But it's kind of cool throughout the NBA, you know, I'll never forget the early 2000s where I was sitting on the plane. I was sitting across from three assistant coaches at the time, Mike Malone, who's the head coach, obviously, as you guys know, of the Denver Nuggets. Tom Thibodeau was an assistant coach, who's obviously the head coach now. And Steve Clifford, who's an head coach in the NBA. So these guys who I, you know, had a relationship with in the early 2000s were all head coaches. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see the different coaches throughout the NBA that I knew, you know, through my time with the Knicks.
So last we do this little segment every time where I'll ask you, like, some fun, like, just quick questions, and you'll just give the answer that just comes to your mind. So, first one, of the arenas that you have been to, which is your favorite?
Well, it's easy. It's the Garden, the Mecca. But it's, you know, obviously I'm a little jaded being a New Yorker, but you talk to anybody around the league, and everybody has the same feeling. The Garden is the special place to play. But if I had to pick something outside of the Garden, I mean, I'll take any warm weather city in the NBA.
Yeah. What's your favorite food at the Garden?
Oof. You know, a lot of times I'm in the TV truck, so I'm not a stand eating, but I mean, I'll go for any good old-fashioned hot dog at the Garden.
Who, I know you work with some pretty cool guys right now, like Mike Breen, Kenny Albert, Clyde. Who's the coolest guys you've worked with?
Well, I mean, you mentioned two of them right there, Mike and Clyde and Kenny, you know, and then obviously Kenny, but Mike, there's nobody cooler than Clyde. Clyde is the smoothest person, you know, on the air, he's the same off the air, but, you know, as far as the play-by-play guys, I've been blessed to work with, you know, some really talented guys. You know, obviously Mike, you know, I've known Mike for almost 30 years. Kenny Albert, you know, as I mentioned, I grew up with the Albert family. And Kenny, who, you know, does every sport imaginable.
Yeah, he even grew up in Port here.
Yeah, so he does. So, you know, between Mike and Kenny, and, you know, to be able to, you know, my first ever game that I produced was with Marv Albert. You know, talk about coming full circle. And then, you know, Gus Johnson. You know, I love Gus and the energy that he brings. But, you know, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of unbelievable talented announcers. But, you know, to work with Mike and Clyde every day is really pretty cool. Both guys in the Hall of Fame.
And for our final question, do you have any advice for Zach and I who are trying to get in to work in sports in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just... Well, what you guys are doing now is pretty awesome. You know, you guys are on the right path. You found something you like to do. You're doing it. You know, keep grinding. Keep, you know, don't be afraid to take chances. Don't be afraid to reach out to people. You know, as you get into college, you know, try to find something, you know, within the university to do, whether it's within TV, radio, whether it's working with the team, whether it's cutting highlight videos for the teams, you know, just taking chances. And just, you know, also, you know, wherever you guys end up going to college, you know, take a look at, you know, some of the networks, the TV stations around them. But don't be afraid to kind of, you know, take the leap, you know, call somebody. You know, you got to make things happen. And more importantly, you got to grind. You got to be willing to put in the work. It's a very competitive industry. And a lot of people want to get into the sports and entertainment field, and you have to be willing to put in the time and just really just be patient. But at the same time, you got to make things happen. You got to open people's eyes. You got to let people know who you are, and you got to get in front of them and make things happen.
Spencer, thank you so much for coming on here with us, and hope you have a nice trip to Milwaukee, hopefully coming back with a win.
All right, guys. I appreciate it having me on. Good luck with you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. If you ever need anything, you reach out.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.